Bob. Come on, Bob. Let's go, Bob. Disco Bob.
All right, so let's see who's here. Ready to talk. Who's that, Leon?
Ion.
Hey.
I need to start making some money.
Money should make you. You shouldn't make money.
Well, yeah. I guess I'm my own wealth.
Okay, don't get hung up. Come on, let's go. You want some cashy money so you can go to the titty club? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to get some toys. I don't know about the rest of that stuff, but I want some toys.
Okay, well, then make a clear question about it.
I think this...
There's your trouble. There's your trouble right there.
I think.
There's your trouble.
He said, I think, Leon.
Well, what about filtering? Because I feel like that's the issue. It's like this filtering.
Well, it certainly hasn't helped coffee.
Well, I was thinking about...
Come on. You're just trying to say something. Just spit it out. Let's go. We're going to answer it one way or the other, so let's go.
Own it. Own it there, Leon.
Well, I don't know. I actually want to obtain Starbucks. I think it's a great company, but it's just...
For sale, for a penny, they're closing stores. They had 16 on every corner. They're closing stores left and right. You can become a barista and take it over in a second, but do you make coffee?
But that's still, it's small and insignificant, so.
Well,
but I want to start off there.
So is your request. So is your request.
Yeah. Your request is insignificant. Is Starbucks going out of business? I didn't know about that. What happened to them?
Nothing.
Okay, never mind, Leon. Go ahead.
Start making coffee. That's what they did. Go in the corner and start making goddamn coffee. Then that's how you do that. Make your coffee better than anybody else's coffee, and then open 12 stores and buy and sell to yourself. And you'll be ready to go public in a week.
And that's the thing about it. It's like, I don't know if I want to do all that.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Too many doubts, dislikes. Do anything, Leon.
Gloom, despair,
you are thinking about what you want to do.
On the deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, you'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on thee.
So I really got the Eeyore syndrome?
Eeyore, no. You can do whatever you want to do. Just find something you like to do and do that. If you really like doing it, you'll do it for no money, and then they'll make you a 501c3, and they'll make it a tax deduction, and they'll give it to you for free.
Then what about the sketches?
They're sketchy.
How's that? Can you explain a little bit more?
Well, we just answered your question. We'll go as far as you ask.
Like you said, it's sketchy.
You asked about the sketches, and we said they are sketchy.
Oh, okay. Is that like more...
Bob, will you page your lexicographer to figure out what sketchy means?
No, sketchy means tactile, broad outlines.
Yeah, there you go. Good.
Too broad, says Carolyn.
Too broad.
So far, yeah. As opposed to the French broad.
Well, Leon figures out
he wants the money. He doesn't want to do anything. Bob, you should tell him how to do it. Do what Bob does, and you'll have more money. You won't even know. You won't even know how much money you have if you do it like Bob.
Right.
It's great fun. Countries are calling, wanting to borrow money, and he opened up Cuba now, which we already told you a couple of years ago he was going to do that, but it was very stellar how he got your abomination to do that for you. It was way too cool for school, let me tell you. It was pretty cool. And then we roll along and row the boat, and now the Haitians don't have to be refugees anymore.
Mateo wanted to know whether the RNA drops in his bottle is... Yeah, is the eye cell still active in his bottle of RNA drops? They were out in the open for a long time. It's been out of the fridge for many moons. his RNA drops. Is the iCell still active, Ion?
It is. It is.
Okay, Gene, you have any questions for Ion, Gene?
Ion, I would like to talk about the word real. Many moons ago you said that everything we see with our lying eyes is not real. Everything we don't see is real. Is that changing as well?
Israel is a country.
I'm talking about the word real. Is the word real kind of like the measurements of our health, where you really can't use it to gauge anything anymore? Or are there new words you can give us about realness?
Well, not imaginary, not fake, artificial.
So there is a distinction between natural and artificial.
Two.
So what about nature then?
Nature is mostly artificial.
Is there a difference between artificial and nature?
Yeah, don't worry about all that. Forget all that. There's perfect, perfect as God, and perfect as a little man, which is artificial.
Is there a distinction in creation then as a little man as opposed to creation?
The biases are real. Little men see things different than God does.
Are you saying like little men think that their creations are less than an ascended being?
Midgets thinks the world is very big.
It's the perception again. Now, again, back to this word real. Does it apply?
To Israel, it does.
That's what I'm kind of hearing, is there's no real measuring of what's real and what isn't real anymore.
It's about a state. It's a quantitative state. That's the little man. The only time this comes up is from a little man's perspective. A state of being, a state of things that actually exists, which is like exits, which actually exits. It's amazing. They might appear to be, but except for your lying eyes, would adopt it. But you're a little man like the echoes that come and go. They echo, and they go, and they echo. Oh, oh, oh. And then what happens is that becomes past time, past tense, past through perfect tense. Then the next thing you know, you're dangling the participle. And you don't know that because you don't know if it's real or not. So is the participle in your reality dangled or not? Well, that's based on your bias of I would have come if I had known I was.
Back there then when it might have happened then.
Could have, might been, so too done it.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing there then? Okay, does it serve all of us to change our definitions of health and wealth as well then? To throw out those measurements?
We don't acknowledge either.
At all.
Well, try us.
The word re-physical was suggested last week. Or Bob played in a session where you guys used the word re-physical.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about re-physical. Can we use that word for our health in regard to we're re-physicalizing? I guess I don't have a question on that
one. That, well, probably not, but just sip it over into wealth. You have to get the Indo-European word stem. And if you even knew what you all were trying to ask questions about, you wouldn't have a question. You make this shit up. You come up with this God bless America gobbledygook. And then you start trying to make it a moniker that you live your life by. So you don't even know what wealth is, and yet you find yourself poor for the lack of having it. But yet you don't know what it is. Take a definition. Wealth is the abundance of valuable resources or valuable material possessions. Is that the abundance of having it or the possessing materially of it? This includes the core meaning held in the originating Old English word wheel, which is from an Indo-European word, stem. to Weal, W-E-A-L, Weal, which is astounding.
Thank you.
Don't thank us. Ask us. We don't get it either.
I was about to ask you how to spell Weal.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we kind of know those things. Some of
right.
them through perfect kind of sense. We'd have spelled it if we knew you knew how to spell it. But now you do know how to spell it. So when we spelled it then, you already had the answer before you asked the question. Is that Welp?
Did my neutrinos already know how to spell that word?
It was kind of quirky for us, too.
On a kind of a five-level pentaquirky kind of way?
Oh, those damn bodies. We get them buried real good, and then Bob dredges them up. They're dead ringers, most of them.
Now, Ion, the definition of the word weal, W-E-A-L, is a red swollen mark left on flesh by a blow or pressure. The old English origin of that word is wealth, well-being, related to wealth.
This is the shit y'all made up that you live your whole world by. Your country is judged good or bad by whether it has wealth or not. So that means if you hadn't beat the fuck out of it, it's okay. Or if it survived the fuck you beat out of it, it's okay.
By that definition, the wealthier we are, the more we beat ourselves up.
Apparently.
Interesting.
What about that, though?
Okay, so when you were talking to Leon, you suggested it might serve him, or one of his choices might be to open a business that loses money. It might be in his best interest.
They all lose money. They receive funds, which are debts. So all businesses receive debt. They're all losers. Just invest with Fidelity. You'll find out.
What, in Fidelity's debt especially pleasing? What's so special about Fidelity's debt?
It's bad.
You got some questions, Roxy?
Yes. They also related to the wealth. Some say we are back to 2008, but others say we're really back to 1929. China is in the same situation America was in that time. While all eyes are turned to Greece, some say the real financial crisis is taking place in China. So I wanted to ask Ion, what is really happening from the non-physical point of view?
The person who doesn't know where his next dollar is coming from usually doesn't know where his last dollar went.
I'm talking about debt. It's very absurd that money is actually debt. As you say, all business lose money. And China owns most of the American debt. So why does everybody wants to own debt, to have money?
It is not the employer who pays the wages. Employers only handle the money. It's the customer who pays the wages.
You also said wealth is abundance of resources. Abundance is infinite, like energy is infinite, so there cannot be a scarcity. It's only the perception that we own or not own, but there is no scarcity. We are in total abundance. But what is it that let us perceive or make us think that we are living a crisis or a scarcity from the non-physical point of view?
Empty pockets never held anyone back. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that.
And we never lose our power. Even in the fallen state, we have the words. So how could we change the tonality of what we perceive, we think is going on?
That's easy. Money never made a man happy yet, nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more a man has, the more he wants. Instead of filling a vacuum, it makes one.
So the more one has, the more lack there is. Bob told me something I found very interesting, that little men will see ascended men as giants because of the tonality they were emanating. So I'm trying to understand, what are these tonalities really? Like, for example, in the case of crisis or abundance.
If money is your hope for independence, you'll never have it. The only real security that a man will have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability.
Talking about echoes, like when America was founded, all men were slaves. I was watching a documentary. Many white people will make contracts, and they had to work for several years on plantations of tobacco and cotton. And at the beginning, everybody was enslaved, actually, and when the contract was finished, they would be free. And also black men became, at the beginning, free men. I want to understand the connection. Why was that made so from the beginning in America?
Oh, when the South was divided, Southerners very clearly knew that a Northerner was worth more than two bales of cotton and twice as easy to pick.
But the founding fathers, like Jefferson, they were ascended. And Jefferson, his house was also built as an octagon. They knew all this situation was coming. Did they make all this to create such a crisis that will force you and Bob to finally create the real America, the land of the free non-persons with the non-people?
It's good to have money and the things that money can buy, but it's good, too, to check up once in a while and make sure that you haven't lost the things that money can't buy.
All those answers are quotes from somebody. Maybe you could ask who he's quoting.
Okay. Dito.
Henry Ford, J. Paul Getty, Jim Frick, Maya Angelou, Benjamin Franklin, George Dormer, Simon Weil, Norman Vincent Peale, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Bob's favorite, P.T. Barnum, and our favorite, Eleanor Roosevelt. And Gandhi.
When China owns most of America's debt, what do they really own from the non-physical point of view? The one thing, is that like energy or a tonality?
Is there a question there?
I'm trying to understand, how can you own something that is abstract?
We say you don't.
The last person was asking what is nature and what is artificial. For example, Hegel said artificial is everything that has to be created to be, and natural is what is, what is born on its own and develops and dies. You say everything is actually artificial, and it makes sense. I want to know how to change the tonality of the incoherence that make us have all these
ascend.
False premises.
Ascend, and all that falls away. The cares of life grow strangely dim. Then you can kill the 99%ers, and you can take your position as the 1%er, and there won't be anybody there to question you. What about that, though?
Yeah, what about that, though? But they're committing suicide. We're not killing them.
Whatever.
If we start to ascend, our little men start seeing giants again?
They see them now, darling.
Like whom?
They talk about giants all the time. Lions and tigers and bears and Issy and Icy and Isis and Isis. It's so hysterical. Everybody's been afraid of Dr. Dean for years, and now they named an entire geopolitical driver. They call it ISIS. That's going to destroy the world. It's astounding to us. They better not get to fucking with Rai, or it's going to get ugly.
For me, it's clear the only way to solve the situation is to ascend and be coherent.
We use that word a lot, and we like that word very much. Tell us what in the world it means.
Which world?
Coherent. Is that like a sneaky covalent? Or is that a valence or a cornish that would surround a window? Coherent.
No, I think it's the need of recollected lucidity.
We don't.
So what would you say it's...
Oh, no. This is your chicken. We're just fucking with it.
May I join the fun?
Please, but we just asked you what you think it means, and you told us, and we said, okay, great. It's Greek to us, literally. Oh, and they got the title ready, too, Ericlion, Bob. You ready to go?
You got that, Carol? We got your Ericlion. Yee-hoo! We'll party on Sunday night. Thank you, Ion. Back to you, Roxy.
Tell her what covalent coherence is, Bob.
Tell me.
Yes, on the angel diagram, on the outer ring, ring 13 and 14.
Between those inside and outside spaces.
Right, there's two aspects, valence and valence. One means something and the other means something else. Don't know if anybody here knows the difference. One is the curtain. I mentioned the rim around a window. That's valence or valence. And then the other one is an ionic quality or a subatomic particle quantity. So there's two aspects of valence and valence that Ion's referring to. And since you didn't do rewrite, Roxy, I don't think you would know about this. Do you have anything to add to that, Carol? What do you know about valence, valence?
I think they, you know, valence and valence, they sort of take the aspect of the chemical, physical, and the frequency vibration and play off one another. Because one is a physical valence, as in decorating, and the other is valence, as in electronic bonding.
Her word is coherence.
Isn't coherent in there in the time with ionic bonding, Carol? If you look in the chemistry, they talk about coherence. Coherent valent bonding. Maybe she's trying to discuss covalent.
In physics, an ideal property of waves that enables stationary, temporary, and spatially constant interference. So at coherent, I guess it's when the waves bounce against one another and neutralize one another.
Well, I'm thinking our perception is trying to make sense of these inputs we have in the environment, the food we are eating. And this trying to make sense is what I'm calling coherence, but we're still functioning with the mind and the not knowing. And I also find very interesting that wealth and health are very similar words and are also like the biggest fears most people have to lose them. I'm also thinking our perception has to do with tonality. Like little men would see ascended men as giants, frequency, the tonality they were emanating.
Perspective. Okay, we're still not through with coherence. We ask you again, you say coherence, you mean?
The per- perception, trying to make sense of the environment.
That's not coherent. That's not coherent.
The translation.
The translation isn't coherent. It's what you can't see. It's what you know what is not. It's what is not. We are the people who are not. God's peculiar people who are not.
When you say we are not, you said before we have always been. So we were always, but we are not. So these are the type of things that the mind tries to underlay. Maybe we don't have the knowing to underlay that. Maybe not yet.
Roxy's using a new word, underlay.
Yeah, underlay. Vinga.
Uh-huh.
You're supposing too much, Roxy, about, okay, maybe we're not supposed to understand that. Just ask a question. What is the people who are not? How are they? Where are they? I just have some basic questions about that.
What is the difference between the tonality of people who are not and the tonality of little men?
Let me see if Ion's there.
Well, I actually think talking the tonality of everything.
Well, you said what is, so maybe he objects to you using the what. So, ask it another way.
The tonality emanating from people who are not create different than the tonality of little men?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much exactly right.
And, for example, when things echo, like in the economy, like it's the same situation of 1929, and also there was an echo in 2008, how does human create these echoes and create these situations again?
Goes in a circle, a roundabout, over and over and over.
Carol just cited echoes in the burning bush.
Yeah.
Echoes. That's a phrase. Does the ascended person go roundabout, Ion?
They don't.
How is it like, for example, for Thomas Jefferson or other ascended persons, Saint Germain? What do they perceive? For example, how do they see little men?
They didn't.
The difference in tonality is so different that they decode a total different environment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Roxy, we're going to bench you for a second and have someone else come in. So thanks for the effort there. Let's try Indian Mail, 661-748. Do you have any questions?
This is Aaron, Bob. Here's my question. You guys are developing some kind of a water device, right?
Yes.
There's a water called Kangen water. It's produced by a machine which runs electricity through the water. When it runs electricity through the water becomes electrolyzed, reduced water, meaning it splits up the water molecule into a hydrogen and oxygen. It's called a hydroxyl ion. And it has a negative ORP, or oxidation reduction potential. Everybody's saying that this is the best water to drink on the planet. What are your thoughts?
We don't think.
What's your opinion?
Well, it's not as that. You could, all water could be used. But you better leave the juice out of it.
J-E-W-S. Okay, so, Ion, you're not impressed with this technique?
No.
Is it doing what they say, making a hydroxyl ion? Are they sincere in not knowing, or are they just lying?
Oh, yeah. No. They're trying to. No. They're trying to. It's just not there.
And Aaron, what we're going to produce, living water, which we have produced, is what you want. It's head tails over any other water. You will be able to say this is the best water on the planet.
Right, but water is actually two hydrogen and one oxygen covalently bonded. Like, how is your water going to be far superior than what's out on the market?
It won't be compared. That kind of be superior. It won't be compared.
Ours won't be perceived as water. Haven't you said that before?
Correct.
Our water's not even going to look like water. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it might be liquid. I'm not sure. It is being bottled.
You guys talk a lot about that D-cell technology that you guys were exposed to.
I-cell. We start with the D-cell, which doesn't exist anymore. That's long gone.
Right, right. Yeah, right, right. You guys talk about that, and then you know, now you're talking about the I-cell. But what I'm trying to understand is, what are you guys going to be doing to the water that's going to be far superior than what's available on the market?
Good
It'll
question.
It'll have the I-cell in it. It's basically
Just like the RNA
which
drop?
Which is a non-physical aspect that ION is bringing to it is what's different. Nobody's working in their scientific labs with non-physical like we are.
The aliens have landed, and they will save us.
Yes, I will save you. The Church Subgenies predicted it. I would interact with the aliens, and I'm doing it. ION is, quote, an alien. And I'm doing it, Aaron. And living waters, you're on your way. ION, could you technically, without us saying the vague notion of I-cell, could you say what is different? Could you ask him, answer him in little man chemistry terms?
It's got the real shit in it.
Now, ION, does that mean the H2O is not H2O? Our living water is not H2O?
You will not classify it as water. It will have nothing to do with oxygen when we're through.
So there's the difference, Aaron. It's not even going to be H2O.
Okay, well, that blows my mind again, just like the RNA drop.
Yes, we are here to blow your mind. We are blowjobbers. No more cunning linguists, just blowjobs.
Because I was going to buy this $5,000 machine from Japan.
Don't do that. Jesus.
I'm not going to do it now, but I was before I discovered the RNA drops and read that you guys are going to come up with water.
That's smart. We save you money in the long run.
Oh, no. Southern Company. Oh, you better hurry. It's up another dollar.
No, I mean, if you guys research, it's a big industry. There's like a dozen companies producing these machines. One is called alkaline water, and the other is alkalized water, which is the electrolyzed produced water, which is produced by the electrolysis process. And it produces the hydroxyl ion, which supposedly penetrates the cells very easily. It's like a negative charge.
Well, we got negative pH. You ever heard of that?
No, I'm drinking water right now that's got 9.8 pH. I thought the higher the pH, the better.
No. We are the unprecedented negative pH. ION, is the term hydroxyl ion applicable to our living water in any way?
Not at all.
Okay, the danger today, Aaron, is becoming too informed. We tell you there's nothing equal to the information you get here in Payday. So you don't have to be Googling and checking and researching. And do it as a joke, but don't invest in it. That's our point here. We're trying to get you to realize how significant your interaction with ION is.
Yeah, Aaron, at the top of the show, there was one of the ION quotes that says, okay, if you see a mass of people racing down the highway going in a certain direction, go the opposite way. And that's the same for absolutely everything. More and more, I just mostly speak about medicine. If everybody's rushing to get their mammograms, run the other way. If they're rushing to get this test, that test, just go the other way. Drugs, no, go the other way. So it's the same with all this machinery. You can make up just about anything. You could say any number of words you want to about a new product or a new machine, and it can be just bullshit. What you've got to do is, like you've been doing, is take the completement formulas, feel better, and say, okay, I feel it in my own body. I know I'm feeling something, so I'm going to stick with it. That's all you have to do.
I've been able to increase my RNA drops to 8 drops a day. I realized what I was doing wrong when I was taking the drops before. So now I'm getting a consistent dose every day of the RNA drops. So I've invested close to about $10,000 in this one type of water in the last 7 years, and the company finally went out of business because nobody would want to buy their water. And they were somehow saying that the water is a polar molecule like a battery. You guys need to have it because I've wasted about $10,000 to $15,000 already on water in the last 7 years. So
yeah.
You had to drink something. Don't
you enjoyed
about it.
It's the past. You're gonna waste a lot more money on us.
No, not really. 8 drops. 30 drops a day.
Good.
3 months to get to 30 drops a day.
Yeah, Aaron, you're gonna put me through college. Wonderful.
And you get all the time in the world, so don't.
Do it at leisurely pace.
I know you said before that, you know, you're kind of impatient. You just want to get the drops in you. But no, you got all the time in the world to just enjoy it.
Remember this, Aaron. Ion says that one drop is enough. And everybody says, okay, I'll just get one drop. And then Ion says, but you will crave more drops. So you've already got enough because you've taken a lot of drops. But you want to continue to enhance yourself. So you do it at a leisurely pace. You don't need to get to 50 drops by next Tuesday.
Right.
I've been doing it for almost 5 years, you know, and I've been using the same amount most of that time. I never increased.
He doesn't even have a clue. He doesn't have
a clue. Oh, I'm sorry I brought myself up there. I am so fucking stupid.
He has no reeling idea for Pete when he says, tell him to go to the counter and get the drops. He said, Carolyn, where are the drops? And she has to go say, hell, they even up. This is the same man who put $100,000 worth of Renew in the bathtub and pulled the cork.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, I ain't into sales.
Well, I like the energy that I'm getting from the RNA drops, the calming effect, so that's why I keep wanting to increasing it.
Get you a teaspoon or a tablespoon, or just do it like they did back in the bootleg days, and just get you a horn, put it in, you be a bootlegger, and just get you a sip every time you want a little horn. Just sip you a little, get you a pint of it. Bobby should have some double rebobs and fix it in the pint. People can put it in a little flat.
Okay, Kevin. Make a double rebob, rebob squared,
double cube, rebob two.
The bottle we get is called Mega Bob.
Oh, Mega Bob. I'm doing Mega Bobs for the board members.
Three Mega Bobs. Uh-oh, that'll be trademarked by morning.
Three Mega Bob
Cubes. That'll be trademarked by morning, so don't can't use those. You got to choose some other ones.
8 ounce bottle of the RNA drops? Like the Remag Bob?
Do it. Do it.
Okay, what did you just say?
An 8 ounce bottle of Remag. Rebob. No. Do it.
You don't have to listen to Ion. You will get there to where you're taking it today.
What did you just ask me, Aaron?
I asked, aren't you guys going to start producing an 8-ounce bottle, like the big, you know, like the Remag and the Remite bottle?
No, that's going to be the living water, Aaron.
Okay.
All right, the living water is going to be more potent than the RNA drops.
I've made it like one of my life's missions now to convince as many people as possible to take your products. So far, I've been able to convince 4 people.
Now, do it with a sense of humor. Know that it doesn't matter if you do well. We don't advertise very much because Ion's looking after the growth of this situation. So know that Ion's in charge, but you can ham it up and be absurd and fun, you know. Do it as fun. We don't give a fuck if you find one other person because this is spreading under ionic conditions, not with us. But have fun with it. I always brag and I tell people they're fucking idiots if they don't listen to me. I've lost a lot of friends, former friends. I don't have many former friends anymore. I've yelled at them too much, called them fucking ignorant assholes, even though they thought they were smart. And they are stupid. They don't like being yelled at. They got no fucking tolerance for tonalities. So you can be a multi-level guru teacher in this effort, Aaron, quadriphenically.
No, these people were total strangers, except one person, that's my sister, but three others were total strangers I met in a grocery store, and I talked to this lady at the Robert Monroe Institute, because I bought some of their CDs to help calm my mind, and she was just euphoric to listen to me, and when she bought Carolyn's book off of Amazon, and she's just euphoric about your products. So I'm hoping that she's going to spread the word as she talks to more and more of her customers.
Hey, Aaron, you could tell them this one. This is the latest testimonial. A man wrote into Carolyn and Ginny. He had a hole in his chest. It was below my shirt line, he says. It did not bother me. I would not think about it. I've had it most of my life. I've got to look hard. It's not there anymore. I have a big numbness in my leg. That's going to take some time. But the hole in his chest disappeared. Now, that's working on the cells that our products have done.
Yeah, no, she was very impressed with the information I gave her. She immediately bought the Magnesium Miracle, and she said she was going to buy the products because she really needs them. I mean, she is really hurting as far as taking pharmaceutical drugs, and so I'm hoping through her she can spread the word to many, many, many more people as she experiences.
Oh,
you know.
We respect pillars of society. Some of you little ones need all the preservatives you can get.
Okay, Aaron, those are very, very good topics. People learned a lot, so just hold it for a while. I got to ask someone else to speak. Go ahead, Charlie.
What is the Oregon Vortex? They call it the Oregon Vortex. It's supposedly like weird visual anomalies kind of occur. Like you have two people, one person is taller, standing next to another one, and if they stand a certain way, one will actually look shorter than the other.
It's not a gravitational anomaly.
What causes that?
It's just shifts.
Shifts right, of the non-physical between people ion?
No. It's not even that.
Could you say shifts of tonalities? I mean, Roger, let's use the word tonality.
We'd say optical illusion.
Does tonality frequency involve with that ion?
No. It's in Gold Hill, Oregon.
Yeah, I wasn't sure exactly where it was. I'd heard of it, though.
Yeah, it's a roadside fire.
How much of human creation is the result of the way we use language?
Well, as a little man, all of it.
So, it's not so much the intent as kind of how we put the intent into language?
Yeah, we're slipping into glib, cliched archetypes, aren't we?
Yeah, I guess that's
the intent.
Okay, how about portals? I was listening to one of the older programs. You were talking about portals and gates. Is there a technological way to find portals and gates?
Triangulation.
A triangulation using what?
Ciphering.
What is ciphering?
To cipher, to measure degrees of angles from A to B, to see, to find out what A is to be.
How do you decide a starting point?
You have two quadrants. Bob's just wincing. He's grinding his teeth. He's about to have a little bust out. We've done hours and hours of getting Bob to the point.
I'm catching up.
What three prices are, and like with a cell phone technology that has three points that hits the towers that tells precisely where the cell phone is located from the distance measured from those three triangulated points, finding epicenters, as it were, for gravitational ruptures in your plate tectonic platformas. same kind of thing that way. So there you go. And Bob will fill in all the details.
It's a very important topic, Charlie. Brian has done a lot on the triangulation formula, which he's referring to here.
What would be the signature of a gravitational eruption?
It's at the...
So, like an earthquake?
Yeah.
Did you say epicenter ion?
We did.
You want to use that as point A, or you want to use that as the center of the triangulation?
A.
Is there anything besides earthquakes that would be a signature for that kind of thing?
Every cell phone call made in the world, in other worlds.
How would you determine the size of the triangle?
We wouldn't.
There's a formula, I call the 4X formula, but that was given to people in private sessions, and unfortunately we're not doing private sessions, so you're left in the lurch here.
Right.
Not kidding. Just know that ion makes a big deal out of the triangulation, and the formula is applicable to everything. So that would be the technology.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
It's a combination of geometry and trigonometry.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, you have your grid, X, Y axis.
Probably related to the hertz the signal transmits on, or whatever frequency it's on.
Is that apply ion, the hertz, the frequency?
Megahertz, it could, yes. Megahertz does.
Does this tie in at all with how scalar waves work?
It's how it applies, not how it works.
Is someone able to monitor if anyone triggers any kind of scalar transmission device? Like, I mean, I know through cell phones, obviously, but like if someone created something like that, is that something they watch for?
Who's they?
Military.
The person who created them.
The
military.
Superfluous they. The Politburo, yes.
The people who fly the helicopters.
Politburo.
Politburo is Russian for Soviet bureaucracy, for the elite committee.
Can you use two oscillating frequencies offset from each other and, say, hook them up to a piece of stone and actually lighten the weight of that stone?
You do. They do it with the eye block all the time.
The eye block?
The eye block is our technology. It's called the white stone in the Bible, chapter 2, verse 17, the book of Revelation.
Bob, you ain't supposed to be talking about that. What are you doing?
And
you
can't be talking
about that.
Yeah, you keep bringing it up, but I have to correct you. The eye block is what we use to make the living water.
Open up this little bitty crack in the sea. This one little thing, one little thing. The whole Russian river has to run through those things. One little dripping crack. One little chipping, one little dripping crack, and the whole thing is a wash.
Dave Worcester got beat up at the Russian River in 1994.
Can't dam up a river called Bob.
That's true.
You keep them big old secrets, Bobby Bob.
Yeah, so our block changes as it produces. Do we talk about that, Carol? Oh, we keep that secret.
Now he asked if we talk about it. RNA drop. Do we have RNA drop? Do we have RNA drop?
In the eye block. Get that eye block off my foot. I know it's there. I can't feel it. But, yeah, if you don't know about the eye block, Charlie, you get a lot more to listen to because that's a key device that we've made.
I'm slowly catching up.
It's good.
I just
watched
all the thought lectures you guys did on the Emerald Tablets. That was pretty good.
Did you send me to the Emerald Tablet Facebook page? There's some Facebook page where they're all wondering about what is the Emerald Tablets, are they real? And some stranger in England, I think, just said, oh, Bob, go in here. So I went in there and told them, hey, get a clue, people. It's all been explained. And so I told them.
We figured it out a couple years ago.
Yeah, we figured it out. And it's, they don't need to have their mysteries anymore, but we'll see how they respond. So you had to be pretty impressed with that, right?
I enjoyed it.
That's another thing you can tell your buddies you meet. No, that's Aaron. Sorry, you're not Aaron. Well, you can tell your buddies about how it's been explained. It's always good to prosatize for us as a joke.
I've got one friend who's into this kind of stuff. He's more into the electronic side of it, but nonetheless,
be like Aaron and tell him he's a fool if he's not listening to us. Not that he's going to get 100% satisfaction, but he should consider what I am saying. That's the point here.
Yeah, we'll treat you so many ways. You're bound to like some of them.
You're having too good of a time, Charlie. We're going to put you on mute. Thank you for your questions. Eliza.
Ian, last week you said before you fell you had a realm. You didn't need a world. We're in a world today. Can you describe a few significant differences between a realm and a world?
11.
So there's 11 significant things between the two, or 11 is
no,
one of them?
The difference is 11.
11 what?
It's not.
Will you tell us specifically?
We did 11.
11 people? 11 worlds?
He said snot.
He said that because I think I started my question with the 6 degrees.
Very perceptive, excellent.
11 echoes, 11 songs, 11, will you tell us more about the 11? Because you talk about that a lot. The number 11, that's a significant number, correct, Ion?
Yes, we did a whole show. The Count used to do it on Publix TV all the time. Brought to you and sponsored by the number 11.
Is that why 11 is a master number?
Okay.
So there's 11 significant differences between a realm and a world. One of those 11 differences will be, can you fill in the blank? Okay. I can drop that question.
Well, hey, you don't have to drop it. Ask 11. 11 is the answer. Still the answer. It's going to be the answer. It was the answer when you ask it. It's still the answer. That's sort of how that goes. It was 11. Yes, that's it. You win. Yay! Okay. It's even by Venus Williams.
The tennis player?
Yeah.
Will you tell us more about the number 11, or I can just move on to the next question?
We expect you better just quietly move on.
We read this article about Jefferson, and he built his home, Poplar Forest, in the shape of an octagon. And they said that he had a passion for octagons and geometry. Was it someone who showed him the shape of?
Yes.
So he learned about it from an entity? Were they from another world or another realm?
Well, it was us.
Oh, it was you. You told them about the octagon shape. So living in a home that's in the shape of an octagon, what kind of effect does that have on a person?
If you mean the north octagonal room, the dimensions are 14 by 10 by 15, 3, and the ceiling's 10 foot in the center.
Those are the measurements for that room. I thought they said it was 20 by 20, all of the rooms.
The dimensions are 14 feet by 10 feet by 15 foot 3, and the ceilings are 10 foot in the center, with the original trellis pattern wallpaper. That was silk.
So you told him about using a certain type of wallpaper, too?
No, we told James and Dolly Madison.
Did Jefferson have it in his home, too?
Do.
the rooms were specific measurements. Did that have anything to do with the Book of Revelations?
Yes.
Was he trying to create a platform?
He did.
And this platform helped him to do what exactly?
Portal.
Okay, that's where I was going with this.
We know.
So the portal he used to go into other worlds, back and forth. Did he go into different worlds?
He went to Latham.
So he's not dead right now. His body has, he's in another world right now, in one of those worlds.
That's what this particular bedroom was for.
So he created a portal.
And that's a closet why. Above, the closet was overhead, the alcove bed.
And the closet was also part of the portal?
Yes, and the octagon, that one closet was shaped as a triangle to complete the octagon. There were triple sash windows.
Will you tell us the purpose of those triple sash windows?
Getting home made it easier.
So he used that as a symbol to get back home to this world?
Yes.
What was it about Jefferson that you assisted with to make this portal? Did he ask something specifically? Was it his purpose to make this home for himself?
Oh, that was that would be the tea room.
He spent a lot of his time in the tea room?
Yeah, it's 15'1" by 11'2". The ceiling was 17'11".
If I was to go and create a room of that size, will it have the same effects?
The Doric source. It's a building in Albano, Italy. A-L-B-A-N-O, Italy.
So this place also has a portal.
It's called, en français, Parallèle de l'Architecture.
And you helped the architect with that as well?
Avec la moderne couleur.
Meaning?
With the colors, the shifting, the sparkly, sparkly. Carolyn wrote a book about it. You know, she's made a lot of money with her books, but you know what's amazing? She's made more money with the books she hadn't written yet than she has with the books she has written already. Isn't that cool? They say people from Amazon are giants, too.
She's made more money with the books she hasn't written yet than the books that she has?
Yep.
Will that be because she's in a parallel world?
She does that all the time, but we done Taylor T already, so she's got that.
Is that because to her it's done already?
It always is. That's She only sees you as well. She just listens to you vomit and retch and gag and spit and heave and cry and moan and bleh on your wicked little wee way why word body that's so ridiculous and inappropriate in every way. So she's kind and soft and easy, but put us on the job. We won't be, nobody will be sick around us. We'll take care of that right quick. It's easy. All the sick ones go to the back of the line.
Do her books have a certain effect on people who read them?
They do.
Do they help them vibrate on a higher frequency, faster frequency?
That's relative to the frequency that they are.
So if they're on, say, I'm just making this up, on a frequency that's...
We know. It's going the long, wrong way, so it's okay.
Okay, let's go back to Jefferson's home then. The tourists who visit his home, do they go through the portal, or do they feel certain types of effects when they tour that home?
They can.
When they come out of the home, do they feel a certain shift, like they've been in another world, for those who have?
We put it in Karen's inbox, the tea room.
Is it a song?
No.
When Jefferson was in that tea room, was he able to communicate better with you? Did his words
yes.
have more of an effect?
Yes.
But you told him to create that room first. He went into that room, his communications became more clearer with you, and then he built the rest of the home, or then he built the portals?
You don't build portals.
I forwarded you the tea room, Eliza.
Thank you.
Well, don't forward the next one because it actually gives you the parameters of how to construct the portal.
Can you imagine me trying to build a portal, Ion? Come on.
Well, no, we just don't want you to be successful at it and step to a wrong place, then make us have to come to another world and set you kicking and screaming. It would be pretty ugly.
Unless I find a symbol to get me back here.
Yeah, the wiggly wiggly. Carolyn has even got those, too. She never sold those either. Do you know why she never sold them? Because we opened all the portals. Yay.
If you opened all the portals, it's easier. I mean, obviously, it's easier for people to go through the portals, but many people go through the portals without even knowing it. Is there a certain thing that we can look for so we can be more aware that we've just stepped into another world?
Computer says no.
So you're saying that we can't be aware that we've stepped
computer,
into another world?
Computer says no.
How can that be? Because many people experience going into other worlds, and sometimes they talk about their experiences. So you're saying that they're not aware that they've stepped into another world, but if we want to become aware that, oh, I've just stepped into another world, I feel different here, things are not like they normally are, wouldn't that awareness be an indication that we're in another world?
You come in and out vis-a-vis the Jefferson wing.
That north room was in Jefferson's wing?
No.
Jefferson's wing, is that an area in one of the rooms or an area in Poplar Forest?
Yes.
Was that the place that he built for the slaves?
No, Martha inherited it from her father
from her
in
father?
1773. It was 4,812 acres.
So that's called Jefferson's Wing. Was there a portal there too?
Yes.
Oh, you said that. They go
yeah.
in and out through that
yeah.
wing. Was
yeah.
there anyone else in Jefferson's household that was portaling?
Andre Palladio.
Was that a family relative?
Architect.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the architect that helped him.
Isn't that great? She asked us questions. We answer the questions. Then she acknowledges that she already knew the answer and the question at the end of it. And then all of a sudden it's like we created it all when she had it all along. It's a hoot, isn't it?
It has been significant information that you've given. so far. Thank you. Before I go on to the next question,
We actually answered. Get Bob. You better get Bob right now.
I'm not fooled. There's been no answer so far.
See, that's what I was thinking. That's right. Here we go. Jefferson broke the rules of neoclassical architecture, adding a third element, ox skulls, to the design. He explained to the confused sculptor, "You are right. Those of the baths of the Dioclinician are all human faces. But in my middle room at Popular Forest, I mean to mix the faces of ox skulls." In his private building, he felt he could allow his fancy, which he wrote, "I can indulge in my own case, although in a public work I feel bound to follow authority strictly."
And this person that you just quoted, what was their relationship to Jefferson?
It was Jefferson himself.
What do ox skulls do?
Hold up porticos.
The columns?
Yeah.
Okay, so Jefferson explained this to his architect. So both of them were parallel worlding back and forth because of the information that you gave him. Okay.
Yum.
Did they get the information through someone who spoke on your behalf, Ian, or did they have another means of access to you?
It was through your email, wasn't it, Bob?
Right. Rambo McGuire. But how did Jefferson receive communications from you? What vehicle? Was it in his lysine, inside himself?
No. A good DST was.
But is he getting it from an outer kingdom phenomenon?
You are an outer kingdom phenomenon.
So he encountered a person who showed him how to do it? Or just gave it to him, like my ice cream, the angels will give me my ice cream? Something like that?
Do.
Am I allowed to play that today, Ian? How the angels give me my ice cream, is that top secret?
That is top secret, yeah. Well, ask Dr.
I can't play that. Oh, ask her. She'll let that play. Okay, go ahead, Liza.
Was the communication through Bob to Jefferson?
Yes, empirically.
Will you tell us the role that Bob had during Jefferson's time?
He told him that the bitch better have my money. And then Rihanna made a fortune out of it. Wasn't that nice of us? We love us some Gaga, too, by the way.
But she hasn't been
okay,
making
one more
any
question.
Lately.
Yes, we're canceling The View, finally.
Did they announce that?
Enough.
Being canceled. Enough.
One more week and it's over.